KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's check high school sports from around the area last night first. In wrestling at Missouri at Griswold last night, a double duel between Missouri Valley, Nottoway Valley, and the Tigers saw Nottoway Valley beat Griswold 57-12, Missouri Valley over Griswold 78-0, and Missouri Valley beat Nottoway Valley 62-16. Also in a meet at South Central Calhoun last night, it was East Sac County over Audubon 60-24. South Central Calhoun beat Audubon 54-30 in West Central Valley, topping Audubon 46-21. At Glenwood last night, Creston defeated Glenwood 43-28. Creston over Traynor 72-12. Glenwood beat Traynor 58-22. Underwood defeated Glenwood 46-36. Underwood down Creston 53-24. Underwood over Traynor 49-21. Also at Riverside last night, it was Logan Magnolia beating Red Oak 45-33. Logan Magnolia over Riverside 60-21. Logan Magnolia topping Clarinda Academy 84-0. Red Oak beat Clarinda Academy 72-0, while Red Oak beat Riverside 51-30. Also last night, Bedford Lennox fell to Centerville 63-12. It was Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas over Bedford Lennox 42-24, and Wayne beat Bedford Lennox 54-21. In boys basketball last night, Atlantic climbed out of a 6-point halftime deficit, and they beat Glenwood as they erupted for a 25-8 advantage in the third quarter, and that was good enough down the stretch to win 85-74 over the Class 3A-ranked Rams. The Trojans led 18-16 at the end of the first quarter, but the Rams grabbed back some momentum in the second. A shot at the buzzer before halftime by Cade Van Ness gave Glenwood a 41-25 halftime lead. Halftime would flip a switch for the Trojans as Atlantic got hot from downtown and forced some timely turnovers with the third quarter to grab a lead that would grow to as much as 15. Chase Mullinex hit a three late in the quarter, and Atlantic got the ball back with just a few seconds left in the period. Skylar Handlos, fresh off the bench, nailed a three from the right side at the horn, giving Atlantic a ton of momentum heading into the fourth. The Trojans hit six threes off the hands of five different players in that big third quarter run. Glenwood would get it all the way back to a three-point game late in the fourth, but Atlantic secured the win at the foul line, going 13 of 17 in the fourth quarter, including six straight from Chase Mullinex. Head coach Jeff Ebling was proud of the way his team stuck with the plan and played hard.
I thought we rebounded much better in the second half. We limited their second chance opportunities, and, you know, we'll just enjoy this one tonight. It feels good. You know, they're a good ball club, though. Stanislav is a great player. Some of those shots he was hitting in the first half were big-time shots. You know, we didn't hang our heads. We just kept, you know, kind of doing what we do. And, you know, we pulled it out in the end.
Nathan Barron said the team fed off of each other during that big third quarter.
Yeah, once someone just kind of starts hitting, then everyone just kind of gets hot, and we work as a team and just be patient, and then you get good shots.
Jalen Peterson hit two threes during that run and talked about that momentum swing.
Yeah, I hit two, one off Tyler Munn kickout and one off Chase Mullinex kickout. It was great passes, feet set, line up, knock it in. And then I think that energy, and then the crowd got into it, and I think Logan Riley hit one, Nathan Barron's hit one, Chase Mullinex hit one, and Skyler hit one at the end of the quarter. But it was just big for us.
Sounds like everybody hit one. Chase Mullinex was the leading scorer with 31 points on the night for the Trojans. Tyler Moen dropped in 23, and Logan Riley had 11 for Atlantic as that win moves the Trojans to 3-2 on the season. Christian Stanislav led the Rams with 34 points, and Glenwood falls to 3-2 as well. In other boys' Hawkeye 10 play last night, Lewis Central beat Shenandoah 83-36, Harlan over Creston 63-55, St. Albert beat Clarinda 63-42, Denison over Red Oak 54-31. Also in boys' hoops from the Western Iowa Conference, it was AHSTW over Underwood 60-49, Traynor beat Audubon 70-62, Logan Magnolia over Missouri Valley 46-39. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK, a winner over Cam, 67-52. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodbine, 58-45. In the Corner Conference, East Mills over Heartland Christian, 67-30. Stanton beat Essex, 77-29. Sydney over Fremont Mills, 50-38. Out of the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Bedford, 69-45. Southwest Valley over Lennox, 54-36. Checking this week's Associated Press Boys High School Basketball Rankings, Class 4A, Iowa City West is on top with Waukee and North Scott the top three. In Class 3A, Oskaloosa is number one with Maquoketa, and then Marion and West Delaware tied for third place. Glenwood is in at number 8 in this week's poll. In Class 2A, North Lynn is top-rated with Trainer number 2 and Western Christian rated 3rd. And in Class 1A, Grandview Christian top-ranked, followed by Montezuma and George Little Rock at the top. Stanton is number 8 in this week's poll. Well, the Glenwood girls basketball team grabbed control early and never looked back in a 67-39 win over Atlantic last night. The Rams raced out to a 19-2 lead by the end of the first and led 32-8 at halftime. Turnovers were a huge factor as Atlantic had 17 giveaways in the first half, 28 for the game. Atlantic head coach Dan Vargason said the team panicked against the press and didn't trust their plan.
You know, we had way too many turnovers. We all hit the panic button tonight. You know, we were very rattled by their pressure. They took it to us right away and really took care of the business early. We just got to be more disciplined with the ball. The press break was working when we ran it, working JV. And on film, other teams that have done it have had success. So, you know, we just have to trust what we're doing and stay composed.
Glenwood spread the scoring out as well, but all but one Ram scored in the game, getting points on the night. Ellie Scarborough led the way with 15 points. Atlantic was led by Mackenzie Waters with a dozen points as Atlantic falls to 0-6 now on the season. In other Hawkeye 10 girls hoops last night, it was Creston over Harlan 47-38. Denison beat Red Oak 37-36. St. Albert over Clarinda 63-26. Lewis Central 47-31 over Shenandoah. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beat Underwood 63-38, Trainer over Audubon 56-25, IKM Manning 59-12 over Riverside, and Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 54-29. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over Exira EHK 64-53, Bowyer Valley beat Glenn Ralston 56-18, Woodbine topping Coon Rapids Bayard in double overtime 52-50, Peyton Sherdan over West Harrison 63-36. Also from the Corner Conference, Griswold beat South Page 44-23, East Mills over Heartland Christian 42-29, Stanton beat Essex 51-33, Sydney over Fremont Mills 62-28. At the Pride of Iowa Conference girls play, Nottoway Valley beat Bedford 61-29 and Southwest Valley 56-42 winners over Lenox last night. Iowa State freshman guard Tyrese Halliburton was named the Big 12's Newcomer of the Week. It marks the first Big 12 weekly honor of his career. The Oshkosh, Wisconsin native averaged 11.3 points, 8.7 assists, 3.3 rebounds, and 2.3 steals as Iowa State went 2-1 last week. He scored 15 points against Southern and dished out a school record 17 assists, breaking a 44-year-old Iowa State record. Halliburton and the Cyclones will be back in action Saturday, taking on Drake in Des Moines in a 3:30 contest. That game will be at Wells Fargo Arena as part of the Hy-Vee Classic. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, Penn knocked off 17th-ranked Villanova 78-75. Number 23 Furman beat Charleston Southern 77-69. University of Iowa tight end T.J. Hawkinson has been named second-team All-American by the Football Writers Association of America. Hawkinson is a redshirt sophomore from Sheraton. He was previously named second-team All-America by the Walter Camp Foundation and the Associated Press. He's Iowa's Roy Carver Most Valuable Player on offense and earned academic All-Big Ten honors for a second straight year. Hawkinson received the John Mackey Award as the top tight end in the nation December 5th and was awarded the Ozzie Newsome Award presented by the Touchdown Club of Columbus, Ohio. Hawkinson was also the Big Ten tight end of the year and a first-team All-Big Ten selection. Iowa will be facing Mississippi State in the Outback Bowl. As preparations continue, Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says early bowl practices focus on the young players. The Hawkeyes will be facing 22nd-ranked Mississippi State, and Ferentz says getting the veterans some extra rest gives the young players a chance to step up.
Each and every year, we see somebody emerge during this period, this bowl period. Everybody's got an opportunity all the time, and, it might be something dramatic they do, or it might be just more of the process of going through the month. And, you know, as coaches, we say, hey, this guy looks like he's really ready to step in and help us out, and hopefully that'll be the case.
Ferentz says if they use any true freshmen in the bowl game, they would still be able to redshirt under the new four-game rule.
But right now, everybody's pretty much declared, basically everyone in our roster is free to play without us, losing somebody's year of eligibility, which is great. So if anybody can factor into the depth, we'll let them go ahead and play.
The Hawkeyes are 8-4 coming into that bowl contest. And something must give when 24th-ranked Iowa State plays 13th-ranked Washington State in the December 28th Alamo Bowl. The Cyclones feature the top-ranked scoring defense in the Big 12, and that unit will be challenged by a Cougar offense that ranked in the top of the Pac-12 in total offense and passing offense. Washington State coach Mike Leach coached against the Cyclones while he was at Texas Tech and has been impressed with the job that Matt Campbell has done.
And I've played at Iowa State a number of times, and they played at our place, you know, before Coach Campbell was there. So, you know, I know it's an impressive and unique place, and I think his he does a great job on defense. You know, the biggest thing is you know, they just keep playing extremely hard.
Leach says he's impressed with the efforts of the Cyclones.
Everybody, whether you're on offense or defense, you face a certain amount of adversity. One of the biggest strengths that I think that they have is they just keep playing no matter what and just relentlessly till the clock says 0-0. And I think that that's one of the highest compliments you can give you know, any team.
That'll be a night game Friday night, December 28th in San Antonio. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.